It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Friday morning, USDA will release their September crop production supply and demand estimates, and this report is stacking up to be pretty important as it'll be USDA's first in-field observations and will either confirm or deny the findings that we found from the Pro Farmer Crop Tour. When we turn from the break, we'll talk about the report.
The crop is planted and off growing. This has been another year of adjustments due to a challenging spring. Will a summer weather scare help push prices to hedge able levels? Will export demand increase with the signing of trade deals? Should I buy hail insurance? With all of the change and uncertainty, have you adjusted your marketing plan? Let Martinson Ag Risk Management help you manage your risk from buying hail insurance to selling grain. The professionals at Martinson Ag Risk Management will help you make the best decision for your operation.
USDA is set to release their September crop production report. Of course, these supply and demand numbers are going to be pretty important to the market as it will either confirm or deny that we have a short crop or a larger than expected crop out in the U.S. Right now, early estimates for old crop corn have stocks dropping to 1.944 billion from 1.945 billion last month. That's a little bit light as most are expecting to see exports increase by about 22 million bushels in this report, as that's where the final number came in above USDA's projections. Soybean stocks are estimated to come in at 317 million bushels versus 325 last year. For new crop, right now corn production or corn yield is estimated at 178.2. That's down from the 180.7 we saw last month. That puts production just below that 16 billion mark at 15.785 billion versus last month's 16 billion. As far as stocks are concerned, corn stocks are expected to slip to 1.528 billion versus 1.653 the previous month. So we are looking at a reduction in stocks mainly because of the lower production estimate. For soybeans, yield is estimated at 52.5 versus 52.7 last month. That puts production at about 4.5 billion versus 1.452 from last month. So a little bit lower production estimate on the soybean side. Stocks are estimated, though, to drop to 298 million bushels, down from 320 from August. For wheat, new crop, stocks are expected to increase about 2 million bushels to 719 million bushels. This is not going to be a report for wheat, as that'll see its numbers at the end of the month in the small grain summary. In all, most are expecting this report to be friendly to corn, neutral to soybeans.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.